Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Honduras would like to welcome the distinguished delegation of the Republic of Ukraine, and we would like to thank them for the presentation of the report in this, the third UPR cycle. We welcome Ukraine's actions and the achievements that they have made in the implementation of the recommendations that have been made over the previous cycles. We note with satisfaction Ukraine's adhesion to the Hague Convention on the Protection of Children and international cooperation. We welcome the constitutional reforms underway in order to strengthen the independence of the judiciary, to establish the National Prevention Mechanism for Torture and Ill Treatment, the appointment of the Commissioner for the Rights of People with Disabilities, as well as the creation of the National Office for the Fight Against Corruption and the Office of the Commissioner on Gender Equality. With a constructive spirit, we would like to recommend the ratification of the International Convention on the Protection of the Rights of All Migrant Workers and Their Families, to adopt comprehensive legislation to combat discrimination based on gender identity and sexual orientation, and to protect the rights of the LGBTI community, to review the criminal code so as to include provisions on sexual violence in keeping with international standards, to earmark human, technical, and financial resources as needed for the proper operation of the Ombudsman's Office, to adopt a specific policy to prevent and to combat the increase in hate speech and hate crime and race crimes for the populations in armed conflict and those subject to sexual violence in the country.